28 students were hospitalized after using a Ouija board. For $30,000 a year, you can live on a cruise ship traveling the world. And sushi restaurants are installing AI cameras in order to prevent the licking scandal. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I have three weird news stories from all around the world for you. Let's do it. 28 students were hospitalized after using a Ouija board at school. Oh, this must be a wealthy school. They had Ouija boards. We couldn't afford a Ouija board at school. We barely had books. I would have loved to play with a Ouija board at school. We have 28 girls who have seriously been hospitalized, though, after playing with a Ouija board at school. The students were rushed to a hospital after losing consciousness. The girls were admitted into the hospital with signs of fainting, anxiety, and other symptoms. My goodness. I wonder what sort of evil spirits they were summoning with this Ouija board. The school's directors and concerned teachers accompanied the students to the hospital. And then we have a quote from Hugo Torres, who is head of the Galeras Educational Institution. This is in Colombia. Hugo told the media, quote, "There were 28 possible cases of anxiety at our school. Given the reported cases, a series of comments were unleashed on the community that, rather than helping to resolve this situation, led to some confusion and an adverse environment for our workplace. For this reason, we have allowed a report that the students were referred to the local municipal hospital according to the protocols that we put in place. Directors and teachers accompanied the students during the evaluation process, and the respective parents were informed of the situation at the time. We are waiting for the medical reports before providing an update on the incident. We would also like to point out that the first two hospitalized students have underlying medical conditions, and the school is waiting for medical diagnoses to provide further reliable information. The Institute also respectfully asks citizens to refrain from making any early judgments on their own about this situation." Well, I mean, it's very easy to suggest that we don't make any early judgments about what's going on at the school, but I mean, how can you not? Do you have students playing with Ouija boards? This doesn't seem like the kind of school I want to send my kid to. It says many parents believe the children have been using Ouija boards in class on a regular basis. Is this part of the educational process in Colombia? Well, guys, I just taught you about Anne Frank, a notable historical figure. Let's break out the Ouija board and see if we can speak to Anne Frank today. How about that, guys? Wasn't it wonderful yesterday when we spoke to Genghis Khan? I know some of you are still trying to get over that. We have a quote from an angry parent who I assume has a child at this school. The parents said, "I hope they investigate what's happening at this school because our children can't continue in this situation. Our children always have a good breakfast. It can't be said that what's happening is due to a lack of food. They're not fainting because of a lack of food. It's this Ouija board situation. I imagine they're using it to contact the dead, and I'm not okay with this. I didn't sign up for this." Now, it is unclear when the school plans to give an update on the students' medical diagnoses. Meanwhile, local authorities have yet to confirm whether a police investigation is underway. Well, there better be a police investigation underway for this. I'll tell you right now, you better have an investigation underway. You can't have this sort of spiritual activity going on at a public school. I don't recommend Ouija boards. I don't recommend seances either for third graders. I think it's very distracting from what should be happening at the school, which is learning about the physical world, not really learning about the spiritual world. Although I'm fascinated with the spiritual world, I believe it exists. I took some ayahuasca for several days in a row, and I did contact some spirits, but I don't think that's appropriate for 12-year-olds. I really don't. More so than just a straight-up distraction from what ordinarily should go on in a classroom, you got children fainting and having severe anxiety as a result of this. And that's very understandable. Now, obviously, I'm joking about this being part of the curriculum. I don't think they're whipping out the board in a learning scenario. But perhaps at recess, they have access to such things like Ouija boards. Maybe just stick to Mancala, bro. You don't have to worry about demons arriving if you're just playing Mancala.
Yay!
Would you like to live on a cruise ship for $30,000 a year? Now that the pandemic has put a new lease on life for companies willing to allow their employees to work from home permanently, cruises are getting pretty creative. The company Life at Sea Cruises is offering a 3-year world cruise starting at $30,000 per year that will cover 130,000 miles across 7 continents and 135 total countries. Passengers have 3 options of when they depart for this 3-year world cruise. Here's a quote from Sea Cruises. Life at Sea Cruises is the first world cruise specifically tailored to guests wanting to cruise, live, work, and explore from their home at sea. From a pod system embarkation process to free medical visits, from free Wi-Fi to the ability to invite friends and family for free, we have thought of everything you need on an everyday basis to live your life to its fullest. Now, if you happen to be interested as a passenger, you have to commit to signing up for all 3 years. You get a package, though, that includes a 13-foot-wide stateroom cabin. That sounds very small. It runs $30,000 per person for each year, or $180,000 for all 3 years for 2 people. Or you can get the balcony suites, which double in size. So you're looking at 26 to 30 foot of living space. That's $109,000 per year. There's also an option of an outdoor cabin, which at its cheapest option runs $37,000 per person. Now, what does the price get you? Obviously, it gets you all meals, housekeeping, alcoholic beverages are unlimited with dinner. There's a full-scale business center complete with meeting rooms, offices, a library, and a lounge for all of your work from home, or in this case, work from sea needs. We have a quote from a guy named Mikhail Peterson, who is the managing director of the Life at Sea Cruises. He says,
"Our professionals need connectivity, aye matey. The right amenities and the functionality to perform their jobs, especially remotely. There is no other cruise that offers this sort of flexibility to their customers, matey. Arr, yes, we even give them a parrot to put on their shoulder, matey."
Now, I'm not sure if this guy speaks like a pirate, but I imagine he does. Made up of 400 cabins, the cruise can accommodate up to 1,074 passengers. I guess you could call them co-workers, in a sense. Features include a sun deck and a swimming pool, a wellness center, an auditorium, multiple dining options, a gym, a salon. Onboard instructors will be on hand to teach you some dance and some music. So you have everything you need to live on a ship for 3 years at $30,000 a year. It sounds like a pretty good deal. I mean, what does that come down to for rent? Like a little over $2,000 a month, which ordinarily doesn't even come with food and beverages. So seems like a deal on the face of it. I'm not sure I could commit to 3 years on a boat, though. I would get some claustrophobia there, I think. I know people say, well, the ship is huge, Jonesy. You can move all around and there's plenty of stuff to do. And, yeah, but I know, but you're still stuck on a boat for 3 years, man. It's just like, it's a form of imprisonment on some level. I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know. What do you guys think of this? Would you be able to spend this amount of time at sea for this kind of deal? I've never even been on a cruise ship, so don't listen to me. Call the show, by the way. Give me your opinion on this proposition. 646-450-2012. Would you like to be a work-from-sea pirate?
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Japanese sushi shops are installing artificial intelligence cameras to stop the sushi-licking hijinks. Sushi-licking hijinks, what's going on here? Well, in order to understand this story, you have to know what conveyor belt sushi is. This is pretty common in Japan. You go to a sushi restaurant, and rather than order directly from a wait staff, and they make your sushi to order, you pick it off a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt is winding around the restaurant, And there are plates of sushi on it and condiments, etc. And then you just grab your sushi right off the conveyor belt. It's a fun way to enjoy sushi. I've had this experience a couple of times in Japan. I thought it was great. The sushi was quality, it was cheap, and it was a fun experience. Well, enter the sushi-licking hijinks that they're referring to. Videos coming out of Japan show teenagers licking the sushi, licking their fingers and poking the sushi, licking soy sauce bottles, putting back used cups, poking at the sushi on the conveyor belt with their spit-covered fingers. All of this was happening last year, and the general public was pretty outraged at the manners of the children. And you had one sushi restaurant called Shishiro, which was the place where the first video was filmed. They had to deal with public outrage. Now their stock dropped, and they tried to do anything they could to reassure the customers they weren't really eating saliva-covered sushi. They had to temporarily stop their normal conveyor belt sushi method and have the customers order sushi directly from the waitstaff, like at a traditional sushi stop. We have one conveyor belt sushi company named Kura Sushi trying to find a way to protect their sushi from the spit. They turn to automation. They have cameras now. The cameras themselves have been around for a while. They're part of the automatic plate counting system, so they had the hardware already. All they needed to do was find artificial intelligence that could keep the food safe from suspicious teenage bad behavior. The AI has the power to detect any sort of tampering and can then report back about which seat should be checked on by the restaurant staff and which plates should probably be removed from the conveyor belt circulation. So I guess we have an incident here where the AI isn't trying to destroy us. It's looking out for us when it comes to food safety. Nice to see AI being used for such things. And nice to know that you can go to a conveyor belt sushi place and be reassured that you're not eating something that was touched by a dirty 12-year-old who was making a TikTok video about it. Now, if you haven't experienced any of these conveyor belt sushi places, they are starting to pop up in the States. I noticed at the Glendale Mall, which is one neighborhood over from where I live, they have one. It looks pretty cool. Long line, though, because it's pretty dynamic, and people want to experience that conveyor belt sushi, and it's kind of rare over here, but it's a great time. And if you're bringing kids, keep an eye on them, please. I mean, in most of these incidents, I kind of would blame the parents, right? Who aren't parenting the children at a restaurant. These kids go nuts at restaurants. This is why you're seeing some of them disallow kids under a certain age, because they don't want to deal with stuff like this. Kids, you know, meddling with the produce and just being noisy and causing a scene. So parents, come on, get it together.
Yay!
24's my age and 22's my gauge. I'm writing rhymes on the page. I'm going up in the rage because I'm out on a mission, a weird news mission. Had a small problem with the transmission. Just want to quote some Beastie Boys and slip in my podcast as well. In a weird mood today, highly caffeinated. Thank you for those of you who keep me caffeinated. Appreciate it very much. Also appreciate the review I got on Amazon by Mom Amazon. She calls herself Mom Amazon. Wow. I wonder if she's Jeff Bezos' mom. What do you guys think? She gave me 5 stars and wrote, I like Jonesy. I like you too, Mom Amazon. You sound like a rich person. She wrote, I've been listening for about a year and can't start my day without my weird AF news. It's nice to hear funny news stories instead of the doom and gloom of the regular news outlets. Keep them coming. And thank you, Jonesy. Your podcast makes life suck a little less. From Amanda, who says she's a disgruntled railroad worker. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if she's in Ohio. Is that where that radioactive train blew up? Horrible. I hope you're not working over there, Amanda. I wasn't aware railroad workers were disgruntled. But I hope you keep your head up, Amanda. Keep your head up. Keep listening to Weird AF News at work if it makes you feel happier, all right? I'm glad that it makes life suck a little less for you. That makes me feel really good that I can make life suck a little less for anybody. I mean, I had no idea I was doing that, but clearly I am for you. You took the time to write an Amazon review, and I just want you to know how grateful I am. Thank you so much, Amanda, for doing that. And if you guys would like to walk in the footsteps of Amanda and her support for Weird AF News, feel free to write a review. It doesn't cost you anything. You can do so on Amazon and Apple Podcasts, and you can leave 5 stars on Spotify. That takes a second, by the way. If you're listening on Spotify, you don't have to write a thing because you actually can't write anything, but you can click on 5 stars. I think that might help. I'm not sure. Anyways, if you want to support me by making sure I'm highly caffeinated, you can go to my website, weirdafnews.com, and you can click on the Patreon banner or the buy a coffee banner, and you can buy me coffee, or, you know, joining the Patreon is like buying me a cup of coffee every month, like on a subscription basis, or you can do a one-time payout for the year if you'd like. And that keeps me caffeinated as well and makes me happy. So please consider that. You can also get to the Patreon by downloading it on your smartphone and doing a search for Weird AF News, or go to patreon.com/weirdafnews, or click on the link in the description to these podcasts. There's links in there to support the show. So anyways, I appreciate all of you, and I will see you tomorrow. If you'd like to send me anything, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can also do so on my Instagram @funnyjones. Thanks for your time.